Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a TED video, and it's called The History of Tea. So I don't know if you guys like tea or coffee better, but I guess a lot of people who has been doing the pronunciation challenge for a really long time knows that I am a huge fan of bubble tea. Well, it's a sort of tea as well, right? So anyways, let's take a look at today's sentence. The tea trade was so lucrative that the world's fastest sailboat, the Clipper Ship, was born out of intense competition between Western trading companies. All were racing to bring their tea back to Europe first to maximize their profits. The tea trade was so lucrative that the world's fastest sailboat, the Clipper Ship, was born out of intense competition between Western trade companies. All were racing to bring their tea back to Europe first to maximize their profits. 那么首先来看的第一个字呢是 trade， trade 呢指的是贸易的意思呢，它的 a 呢要发成音 a， trade。像是我们有时候讲到的，比如说自由贸易就是 free trade， 或是公平交易则是 fair trade。那 trade 这个字呢，后来也衍生成有点交换的概念，因为贸易毕竟也是一种交易嘛，那我们可以说 Can I trade your biscuit with my soda? 我可不可以用我的饮料呢跟你换你的饼干？在我们来看还是 lucrative。 Lucrative 呢是有利可图的，它的发音比较特别。我最开始看到这个字呢，就是如果看只看它的单字不看它的音标的话，会有点想念 lucrative。 那可是这个字不是这样念，是要重音在前面发 lu C-R-A 发短音lucrativeLucrative 指的是有利可图，那我们可以说 A lot of merchants realize that VR is actually a really lucrative industry. 很多人发现呢，这一个 VR 呢，也就是 virtual reality， 也叫做虚拟实境呢，是一个有非常有利可图的领域。那其实比较少人知道的是 lucrative 它的字根呢，其实是从这个 lucre 这个字来的。Lucre， 那这个字其实真的没有很常用，所以大家稍微认识一下就好。它是贬义指是金钱啊，或者是利润。我们通常会在比较口语的时候用到它，像我们可以说 He has betrayed his own integrity for lucre。他为了金钱呢，就是出卖了自己的正义正直这样子。再我们要来看的是 intense， intense 呢指的是强烈的，那我们可以说 I just had an intense lecture about the theory of relativity。我刚刚上了一堂这个非常震撼的相对论这样子。那它的动词呢则是 intensify， intensify 呢是加强啊，或者是更激烈。那我们可以说 I feel like their argument has only intensified ever since I left， 自从我离开之后呢，我觉得他们似乎的争吵呢更激烈了。那它还有另外一个也蛮像的字呢，叫做 tense， 指的是拉紧的或者是紧绷的。那我们可以说 He is quite tense due to the interview tomorrow， 他因为明天的面试而整个人非常的紧绷。再我们要来看的是 competition， competition 的作用呢是在 TI 的地方， C-O-M-P-E 这边是发 comp， P-E 是发短音额的音，然后重音在 TI， T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I-T-I- competition is often about perseverance. 就是这个马拉松的比赛呢，通常呢都跟毅力有非常大的关系。那如果要讲一个人很有竞争力，或者是他非常想要竞争，都可以用 competitive 这个字来形容。重音在 PE 的地方发 pet 的音 ，TI 发短音 competitive, 我们可以说 he is quite competitive 来形容他是一个很有竞争力的一个对手，或者是说呢，他非常有这个非常想要竞争的这种心态都可以。最后我们要来看的是 profit 呢指的是利润。举例来说呢 ，charitable organizations often conflicts with profit。有些慈善机构呢，有时候会跟就是要获得利润这件事情其实是冲突的。那它的形容词呢是 profitable。profitable 则是有利的，或者是像前面讲的 lucrative 一样是有利可图的。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. The tea trade was so lucrative that the world's fastest sailboat, the Clipper ship, was born out of intense competition between Western trading companies. All were racing to bring their tea back to Europe first to maximize their profits. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!